As 2018 draws to a close, the Chinese economy is at a crossroads. As some see it, the choice is simple. Do some heavy lifting and further liberalize, or face an even sharper slowdown in economic growth. China says it wants reform, but on its own terms. A message the country's powerful leader, Xi Jinping, drove home at a recent meeting marking 40 years of reform and openness. He also had this ominous warning.
Every step in our reform and opening up is not easy. In the future, we will inevitably face all sorts of risks and challenges, even unimaginable tempestuous storms.
No one knows for sure if 90 days will be enough for the United States and China to make a deal, and the uncertainty is having an impact on companies' willingness to invest at home or abroad. Over the past year, real estate, retail, and car sales have started to falter. The stock market has dropped more than 20%, and the government is taking measures to control unemployment. China has started to lean on stimulus to help prop up the economy. But China analyst Scott Kennedy says unlocking opportunities doesn't necessarily require subsidies, high-tech gadgets, or wizardry.
I think the question is not how much they're going to step on the gas, but whether they are going to try and make this a more efficient machine by liberalizing the economy, by reducing market barriers to private companies, to foreign companies, to invest in sectors that are currently off limits.
The arrest of high-tech giant Huawei's chief financial officer has added to the complexity of the trade tussle. For now, Washington and Beijing are trying to keep the two issues separate. But clearly, the trade war is about much more than trade. It's also about assumptions that have long been the foundation of U.S.-China relations, and the question of whether China wants to become an open market, says Kennedy.
I think that the U.S. goal is still to try and right the ship, to find a place where we can interact with each other peacefully on the commercial side while also protecting our national security. I don't think the U.S. has decided to give up and say, forget it, we can't interact with these folks. We have to have a divorce. It's going to be Cold War number two.
For now, that depends really on how the Chinese respond, he adds. Going forward, however, deep uncertainty at the commercial and government level will continue. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.